I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show. Talk a lot about Albert Pujols today because he's interviewing for the Padres managerial job today. Don't know what time it was, or if it's even happened yet, but today was the day that the Padres were interviewing Albert Pujols. We will try to keep you updated on what the interview process was like and any type of reports that we may get as it comes about. He's Frank Barchese. I'm Brayden Suprenant. This is the Brayden Suprenant Show, live and local. Each and every day on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. I think Albert Pujols is the right man for the job. I really do. I think a lot of things that managers do are overrated. I think the most important thing that you need to do as a manager in baseball is get your guys ready to play and managing personalities. To me, that is the most important thing. You could talk about the X's and O's. You could talk about managing a bullpen all you want. At the end of the day, you need your players to go out there and perform. Second guess things when it doesn't happen. I think a lot of fear, obviously, of a first-time manager is like, is he going to be able to make that decision to bring Mason Miller in the sixth inning when the game is actually on the line then instead of saving him for the ninth inning that might never come? I mean, we'll see. I mean, if Jace Tingler was good at that but like couldn't get the guys to play well, does it really matter? I mean, I'd rather have a manager that's going to get the players that you invested in playing at the best level that they possibly can. That is what this team needs. They've spent the money. We've talked about like where they need to improve in certain areas. A lot of the issues with the Padres could be solved with the players that they paid to play a lot better than they did last year. That's a very simple solution for them. They've spent the money. They need the players to play. I think a lot of fans agreed with that after the conclusion of the series in Chicago. So what do you got to do? You got to find somebody that can get them to do that. And so when they do that, it should be a very positive thing. And to me, Albert Pujols is the man that can potentially do that. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Let's play the last clip from Aldo Gonzalez because we ran out of time in the first hour. He joined Gwynn and Chris on Monday to talk about the Albert Pujols situation. And this is what he had to say about what Pujols may want as a manager.
I don't know that. I wish I did. Yeah. I think Albert wants to win. I think that's first and foremost.
Yeah, that might be the thing with the Angels, yeah.
Well, absolutely. And I think, too, and this is not an Albert-specific thing, but this is like anybody who's going to be a first-time manager, there are a lot of times that your first situation could really set up what your managerial career can be. And if you go into a situation where you're not really set up for success, that could hinder you for the rest of your career. Like if it goes really poorly in a place, even if you are Albert Pujols, it's going to be hard for you to generate momentum again to get hired. So, and I think there was legitimate interest on the part of Albert Pujols to be the Angels manager. There was. I think also the fact that like his kids are in the Orange County area plays a part in it as well. But it's an organization that he knows. But I think having the infrastructure in place to succeed, having commitment from ownership that you're going to spend is definitely going to play a part. And honestly, as somebody like Albert, who I would imagine is a little bit more old school in how he approaches the game, I think having autonomy, or at least as much autonomy as you can get in today's game,
yeah,
in terms of what goes on in a game, setting your lineup, bullpen decisions, all that stuff, I think that will go a long way too. And having said that, I think that would be an advantage for the Padres. And Tony, you could speak to this, but from what I've heard from people who have worked there, one thing about the Padres is if you're a manager, they give you leeway. Like, you manage a game the way you want to. You set your lineup,
yeah,
and correct me if I'm wrong, but that's been my understanding.
Yeah,
like, managers set the lineup, they make the bullpen decisions, and like that is definitely something that Albert would want.
He wants to make those decisions, Frank.
As I would as well if,
yes,
I were the manager.
Otherwise,
of a major
what's the
baseball
point
team?
Of what's the point of you being
exactly
that guy? Well, let's talk about that for a second. I mean, when you look at the potential of whatever, Albert Pujols being the manager, right? Albert Pujols being a first-time manager, what are you worried about? Can he manage the bullpen, right?
Yeah.
In that particular sense.
Yeah, you're looking at game management stuff.
Game management stuff. For all the reasons that we pointed out, it makes Albert Pujols a great manager in terms of like, or could potentially be a great manager in getting the most out of his guys, especially the superstars, right? Being able to relate to them in a lot of different ways. I mean, think about that from a standpoint, Frank. There are not a lot of players or people on this planet that can relate to the superstars on this baseball team. Where they came from, what they came from, what their expectations are, what people's expectations are of them, what the Padres organization expectations are of them. I mean, there's not a lot of that. How many people can say they know exactly what it's like being like Manny Machado? Not a lot. You know who can say that? Albert Pujols. Albert Pujols can do that. I think Albert Pujols has played in the game long enough where he can make a lineup. I think he's played in the game long enough where he can manage a bullpen. I mean, these are like kind of risks that you could take, but there's no such thing as a perfect solution to this. To me, I think the best path forward is who is going to come in and is going to push Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. to the best that they can be. That, to me, is the guy that you have to hire. And then they'll help them with the managerial decisions. That's how I view this. That's how I view this candidacy. That's how I view this hiring process. That's the person to me that's going to take the Padres to the next level. It's going to take the Padres to the World Series. And it's going to take the Padres to a place that they have never been before and hopefully holding a World Series trophy. That to me is the most important. I'd love to see Yadier Molina as the bench coach. I'd love to see it. I don't know what Albert Pujols is going to do with his staff, but maybe he can rely a little bit on his staff to help him with some of those decisions. He could also be a guy that like brings in a veteran manager to be his bench coach to help with some of that stuff. A guy doesn't really want to be a manager anymore, take the responsibilities of that, but can also help Albert Pujols as he makes his way. I'm excited about this. I think this might be a good play for the Padres. Guys won two championships in the Dominican Winter League. How much do you value that? I think that's important, Frank. I think it's important to have some experience managing baseball in general. And we heard from Aldo Gonzalez, that's a very difficult place to manage games.
Yeah, he's won the Dominican. He's won the Dominican Winter League. He's won the Caribbean League in just 1 year. Now, I put this on our sheet here. I wonder how much of a hindrance him locking himself in as the manager for the Dominican Republic team this offseason in the World Baseball Classic. He did it in last year's WBC, had a solid run, so he has managed some of these players before already. But he's already committed to being the manager for the Dominican Republic for the 2026 WBC. So how much does that also affect and add questions to possibly him getting not just the Padres managerial job, but any managerial job? Because it's kind of hard to build continuity as the manager if you're going to be gone for pretty much the entirety of spring training.
Well, he said if he gets hired as a manager, he's not going to manage the Dominican.
Well, that's good then. That's fair.
Yeah, he said that already. So you don't have to worry about that. That would be a problem, though. But at the same time, here's the other thing, too. He's going to be building continuity. This Padres team's got a lot of guys that's going to play for the countries.
Yes.
Manny Machado, I don't know if they have announced. I mean, we haven't seen the announcements yet for the WBC, but I tell you what.
They wouldn't have started building teams just yet.
But they've had guys announced. Like, there's been a handful of Americans that have already said, like, they want to play on the team.
They want to play. It doesn't mean they've officially locked themselves in.
Yeah, but they're high-level guys that if they
want to, yeah.
They will make the team.
Oh, I understand.
Right, so there's, and I don't know.
I'm just saying there's no official rosters yet.
Well, yeah, you're not going to know that until the springtime. But they're when Xander Bogaerts goes, I'm playing for the Dutch, he's playing for the Dutch. He will be on the team. It's just whether or not he wants to play again. I bet you he does. He's going to play for the Netherlands. He always does. I bet you're going to see Manny Machado playing for the Dominican. I'm curious to see if Fernando plays for the Dominican, to be honest with you. Because he was suspended the last time. He wasn't able to play for them. He can now. I would imagine he probably wants to.
I'd be more surprised if he didn't, honestly.
Is Jackson Merrill going to play for Team USA? I'd love to see it.
I think so.
I'd love to see it.
Who else would be in center field? I mean, you...
Well, it's just a bunch of... I mean, the American team's always different because they don't get a lot of guys that... But I think more want to play now when you got guys like Mike Trout that say, I'm in, and stuff like that. I mean, if you look at the Padres roster, there's a handful of those guys that...
Yeah, I mean, it's your opportunity to do like what the NBA does, where you play on a super team, and you play for your country, too. You have your country on your chest, which, I mean, this is the only opportunity that you have to do that. They would move. Brandon brings up a good point with Pico Armstrong, but I would say they would move Judge to right, if anything.
Yeah, I don't think Judge is going to play center on that team. But you got a lot of players that are from a lot of different. Like, you're not going to worry about Robert Suarez. Like, is Adrian Morejon playing for Cuba? Is he going to pitch for Cuba?
Anytime, especially we saw it with hockey, and that's what made the Four Nations tournament so successful this year. Anytime you get that rare opportunity to play for your country instead of your team, players are going to take it, and they're going to treat it as if it is the World Series. You play differently for your country than you do for your team.
I hope Adrian said no. I don't really want to see a lot of pitchers out there. If I have to see a pitcher, though, a bullpen guy is not the worst because he doesn't have to throw a lot. But like, you start going down the list of guys that are on, like Nick Pivetta, is he pitching for Canada? Is he going to play for Canada? I mean, you have the possibility of missing a handful of players. Wandy Peralta, Randy Vasquez, part of our Dominican players. Fernando Tatis Jr., Dominican player. I mean, Manny Machado is born in the United States, but he always plays for the Dominican. Who else? Like Ramon Laureano. That's another guy that could play for the Dominican. Freddie Fermin going to play for Venezuela. So, I mean, there's a lot of guys that they might be missing. coming up in the springtime. But overall, again, the more we get updates on Albert Pujols, the more we will pass them along on this particular interview today. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Suprenant. This is the Brayden Suprenant Show. And when we come back, we'll take your phone calls. What do you think about Albert Pujols potentially being the Padres manager? We'll talk about it. Get your phone calls, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973 on the back end. And Aztecs football, six games in. How do we evaluate them before they get to the Battle of the Oil Can? Old oil can this weekend. Talk some Aztec football this hour, too. Brayden Suprenant Show, standing as number one sports station, 97.3.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Fan. All right. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. I saw everybody's favorite guy, favorite troll on Twitter. What was his name? Dan Clark or something like that. Everybody hates him, right? Frank?
So I've been told.
He had a tweet last night that had me LOLing.
That's cool.
I was laughing.
LOL out loud?
I physically laughed out loud. I gotta go look it up. I thought it was so funny. It was such a troll. I mean, you have to learn to laugh at yourself sometimes. So he put out, where is it? Yeah, here it is. Come on. I know we don't like this guy. This is kind of diabolical. You ready for this?
Go ahead.
Just walked into the Lids. Tagged Lids in it.
Oh, yes. I saw this.
Just walked into the Lids at Fashion Valley. He has to put San Diego in there. They have sold out of Blue Jays hats.
Not only did he tweet that.
He then retweeted the tweet.
He retweeted his own tweet. Hold on. So.
Oh, man.
So, hold on. The original tweet. He retweeted his original tweet at the same exact time that he tweeted it.
He didn't get the engagement he thought he was going to get. He's like, hey, are you sure it's funny?
No. The original tweet was at 3:42 p.m. Mm-hmm. The retweet is at 3:42 p.m. So he just insta-retweeted.
That is hilarious. So funny. There's no way anybody. I mean, if you got it, can't be that petty about it. What inspired me was Brandon in the chat's like, speaking of countries, I'm rooting for Canada in the World Series. I think everybody in baseball is rooting for Canada in the World Series.
Toronto Blue Jays, America's team.
You want to bring
team.
Canada and the United States together? Have Toronto play the Dodgers. All united now. Forget about the Four Nations face-off. We're all together now.
Toronto, America's team.
America's team, Toronto Blue Jays. Absolutely.
By the way, I'm seeing this on Twitter right now. Tomorrow, not just tomorrow, but tomorrow and Friday, you are not going to get Ben and Woods tomorrow and Friday.
Right. Yeah, they're on vacation.
From 6 to 8 a.m., you are going to get the best of Ben and Woods.
Mm-hmm.
And then from 8 to 10 in the morning.
Off-season Sammy.
We get Sam Levitt.
Wow. Is he going to talk about Arizona State football?
He kind of has to at this point.
I mean, he has to. He has to pay off the bit. I want to hear Sam's take on everything but Padres. I need a full college football segment. I need his take on the NBA. I need his take on the NFL.
He was big on the NBA during the playoffs this past year. As he usually is, but
I want to be able to hear all that.
What press conference do you want to hear tomorrow?
He wants to hear that they're hiring Albert Pujols. That's what he wants to hear.
Oh.
Let's get the opinions of the fans on Albert Pujols. 833-288-973, 833-288-973. Starting off with our guy, Rod. Rod in San Diego, what's going on, brother? What's for lunch today, big dog?
Yo. Hey, let me get my shout-outs to the chat fam right away. Let me get that out of the way, Braden. Shout-out to the chat fam. And good morning to both of you, Braden and Frank. For lunch, I just picked up some tacos del gordo, driving back to the office. And, just got the haircut, too. So looking mighty fresh, I might say. And I'm ready to talk about Mr. Pujols and what he's going to bring to the dugout there for us. So instant credibility, player buy-in right away, his strategic expertise in high-pressure situation, and then for the Padres and for the city, cultural and marketing boost. It's going to be huge, man. And then I hope he could bring Yachty into the bench coach position with the Padres, and it's going to be a good little click in there, man. It's going to really raise some eyebrows all over Major League Baseball, and it'll be a good thing. And I'll listen off the air, man, but love the show, guys, and thanks for having me on.
I appreciate it, Rob. Before you hang up, dude, I got a question for you.
Go for it.
I thought you asked Nate about lunch today going to Phil's at 11. Did he not show up and now you had to go to Tacos El Gordo? What's going on, man? People in the chat want to know.
Priority was haircut, and I gotta switch that up. I got to switch up that date for Friday. So, Nate, if you're listening, let's do Friday, bro.
Well, you better hope that he goes Friday because Gonzo right now is like, hey, Nate, want to go to Phil's right now? Hey, you might lose out on your Phil's date there, big dog.
I might, man. Good talking to you guys.
Good talking to you, Rod. Have a good day, brother. Love having Rod on, dude. It's great. Well said, Rod. We got people jumping in the chat just because they heard Rod. I love it. I think our team meal on Thursday is Phil's Barbecue, by the way. So I'll be having it on Thursday. I got to see Rod's new haircut. Juan, Nate crying into his cheesesteak right now. All right, let's get to Wayne in San Diego. Wayne, what do you think about Albert Pujols maybe being the Padres manager?
Good idea. I personally think that he'd have a great relationship with Fernando and Manny, and they've played with him before, and I think they're really good friends, actually, from what I understand. And also, doesn't Albert come from the Cardinals organization? You know, they has the same kind of philosophies that Mike Schilt has, and I think that would be pretty sound because I like the way Mike Schilt managed the Padres for the last couple years as well. I think that's pretty good. And I think, like you were saying, that Albert would probably really help out maybe a little bit more clutch situations with our stars, and then giving them more confidence. Hey, you guys go out there and do this. You know, I think it'd be a great idea.
I think it's a great idea.
The only thing I'm worried about is I don't want us to lose Ruben Niebla to another team. You know, he might become a manager of another club.
Right, he could. I mean, he could potentially be a manager in another club. But, I mean, if he wants to be a manager, you can't hold him back because he's such a good pitching coach. Sometimes you got to let these guys, especially in the coaching world, you know, grow. And they'd be like, hey, you know what? Good for you. Best of luck. And this is a great opportunity for Ruben if that's the case. So, you know, don't want to lose him as a pitching coach. They didn't want to lose Darren Balsley as a pitching coach. You found another one in Ruben Niebla. And he's a great manager, or sorry, a great pitching coach. And, you know, maybe he'll stay a pitching coach here in San Diego if he doesn't want to be a manager. It's an interesting topic of conversation. But to me, hiring a manager for that's best for your team, you can't be not wanting to do it because you don't want to lose your pitching coach. You have to start from the top and start working your way in and filling out the rest of that coaching staff before you can start thinking about filling out that roster. And it's going to be interesting to see what they decide to do. And we're waiting for updates of what has been going on and maybe this interview with Albert Pujols interviewing for the managerial job. When we come back, again, we'll continue to take your phone calls if you want to weigh in on whether or not you think Albert Pujols is the good fit for the Padres managerial job. But when we come back, we'll talk about the Aztecs a little bit. Aztec football continue to roll. Lost a little momentum last week because they had a bye. They got a big rivalry game coming up at Fresno State on Saturday. We'll talk more about that and kind of evaluate how the first half of the season has gone for the Aztecs when we come back on San Diego's Homewood Sports Station 97 through the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Soprenet. This is the Brayden Soprenet Show, live and local each every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We have a couple of minutes before we get to the sports thread, about 10 minutes, and we want to get to San Diego State football. They have completed the first half of the season, the Aztecs have, and the Aztecs are in a really good spot right now when it comes to winning the Mountain West Conference, surprisingly. Now, they've already hit their over for wins on the year. It was 4.5. They went 5-1 in their first 6 games of the season. Now, their next couple of games are a little interesting because they're going to have to play 6 games with no buys. So they got the bye this week. Now they go into 6 in a row, all back-to-back, against some of the better teams in the Mountain West Conference. Aztecs, as of right now, 5-1 in the season, according to the evaluators or warrennolan.com on some of the RPI power rating, if you will, they're ranked the 60th best team in college football. If you pull up the website in particular and take a look at their metrics, 5-1 overall, 3-0 at home, 2-1 on the road. They are 2-0 in conference play, went 3-1 in non-conference. Strength of schedule is 133. Non-conference strength of schedule is 100. Strength of schedule opponent win percentage, 127. Non-conference strength of schedule opponent win percentage, 98. Not that great. But that being said, the remaining schedule at Fresno State this weekend, who's ranked 64th according to the same metric that had the Aztecs at 60. Wyoming, who's ranked 110. Hawaii on the road is ranked 57th. Boise State on at home, who's ranked 36th. Then San Jose State, who's ranked 119. And at New Mexico, who's ranked 91. They have their predicted end of the season, predicted results. And as of right now, they have the Aztecs finishing the season 8-4, which means they would finish the season 3-3 in their next six. Here's how they lay it out, warrennolan.com. They got them losing to Fresno State 24-23, which I don't think will be the case. Beating Wyoming 27-17, losing at Hawaii 26-24, losing to Boise State 31-23, and then beating San Jose State and beating New Mexico. We'll see how the Aztecs do. Now, let's talk about the first half of the season, where they went 5-1. First half of San Diego State Aztecs season has come and gone, and the Aztecs are one win away from a bowl game and sit in second place in the Mountain West Conference behind Boise State. How these things play out, San Diego State needs to be in the top two to potentially make it to the Mountain West Championship game. If they beat Boise State, they have a good chance at hosting the Mountain West Championship game. We talked about it on Monday with Drake Hills. Could you imagine if Snapdragon Stadium in the same year got to host the MLS Championship game and, or the MLS Cup and the Mountain West Championship game? It would be wonderful. So the Aztecs sit a half game behind Boise State for the number one spot in the conference. They got six games to go. Hawaii is on the list of games. So they got to play Boise State coming up. They're number one in the conference. They got to play Hawaii, who's three in the conference. They got to play Fresno State, who's five in the conference. Wyoming, seven. San Jose State's eight. New Mexico is nine. They don't play Colorado State, Air Force, and they've already beaten Nevada, who are at the bottom of the Mountain West standing. Looking at the first half, Frank has put out what we think should be grades for this season, at least in the first half of the season. What do you got today?
First of all, Sean Lewis gave his first half report card during his press conference on Monday, so I figured, why don't we give our own? So far, offensive play, offensive approach, quarterback play, three-headed monster in the backfield. Defensive play, defensive approach, special teams, coaching staff, and the Aztec fast concept, I think, are fair grades to give.
Is that what he gave?
No, that's what I gave.
Oh, that's a lot of concepts there.
Well, you know, we like to get down in the weeds in this show. We like to, you know, be thorough with our...
Correct.
With our analysis.
All right, so let's talk about offensive play. And we got to get through this in a couple of minutes here because we have the sports fix we have to get to.
The
sports
what?
Thread
there
we have to
go.
Get through.
So, first off, we'll go offensive play. What grade would you give
offensive
them?
Play, I give them, I mean, it's, I give them probably a B.
Okay.
I think they've done pretty solid. I mean, against Washington State, it wasn't very good. I think they got away from the run very early in that. But they've been putting up points. Actually, you know what? I go B minus because I forgot about the Northern Illinois game. I look at San Diego State, and I look at the way they score. Like, they put up 42 points against Stony Brook. They put up 34 against Cal, which is impressive. 45 against Colorado State, 44 against Nevada. But the thing was, the clunkers on the road at Washington State and at Northern Illinois, I think knocks him down a little bit. I think it's taken him a little bit to get Denegal going, but he is going. So I'm going to give him a B minus. I think there is still a little bit of room for improvement, but they're moving fast in that direction. I go B minus.
I'm going to go with a B. because again, it hasn't really been hit and miss with this offense. You had the get right game with Washington State, and then you had the Northern Illinois game. You've scored 30 points or more in every other game since then. You've scored 40 points or more in all but one of those games, and that was the Cal game. So I feel confident in giving them a B. Would have liked to have seen more, as you said, against Northern Illinois. Would have given them a B plus, but I'll stick with the B. Next up, offensive approach this year for San Diego State.
I'm going to go B because they have leaned more on the running game than they had in the past. Like last year, they were trying to go Aztecs fast, right? And it didn't really work out with the personnel that they had. They have good running backs. I think they've done a good job of using those running backs, aside from one game against Washington State. And so for that, I give them a B. But I think offensively, they are using what has, you know, where they have success, what their personnel is, and I think they're doing a good job.
I'm going to stick with a B as well on that. I would like to see them use the running backs a little bit more. One thing that I've been very, very impressed with as far as this offense is concerned is that Denigal has found Jordan Napier to be like a safety valve for him. You're six games into the year. Napier's had a 100-plus receiving yard game in four of them, something that he had not had in his entire career up until this year. So I'll give it a B there as well. Quarterback play.
I give Denigal a B. I think he started off slow, but as a reminder, he hadn't had a lot of game reps before this season. I mean, you had to kind of get him into this is how you play D1 college football, right? So I think he has been improving as the season goes on. At the beginning of the season, it was like a C-. And now I think he's worked his way up to a B, and I think he can continue to improve here in the next six games of the season. I'd go B.
I'm going to go with a B+, because he's not getting many opportunities to throw, but what he is, he's completing, he's getting big yardage plays, and he's not turning the ball over. He's not throwing interceptions. I believe he only has one this year, but routinely when you look at the box score, you're seeing him. He's like 17 for 20, 16 for 19. He's completing what he is throwing and using his legs a little bit more, I think, would be a little bit better for him. Your three-headed monster in the backfield.
I give him an A. I think they're doing a great job relying on the run. I think Lucky Sutton's doing a great job running the football. Byron Cardwell's doing a good job running the football. Christian Washington, I think all three of them play off of each other. All three of them are different style of running backs where they can pound the ball, they can mix up the speed, they got an overall back too. I mean, I think collectively the big reason why this team offensively has scored a lot of points is the fact that they can rely on their run game, and they play good defense. We're going to talk about the defense in another segment because we got to get to the sports thread, but San Diego State runs the football and plays good defense. You know what good teams do, Frank?
Run the ball and play good defense.
Run the football and play good defense. That's why San Diego State's 5-1. It's for all those things. Running the ball with the three-headed monster, I give them an A.
I'm going to give them an A as well. You can only be as successful as how many times you get called on. And when these running backs do get the call, they are nailing it every single time. Sutton's got six touchdowns this year, which is already a career high for him in a season. Cardwell has been good. You get multiple different looks out of the backfield as far as this running back core is concerned. So yeah, I would say easy A as far as the running backs are concerned.
We got to get to the sports tip, but I do want to mention about their defense as I kind of scroll through like points allowed. The Aztecs this year have allowed 73 points total,
which is absurd.
That is an absurd amount. Now a couple, like, you know, shutouts
certainly low
help with that. There are only in all of Division I football, there are only two teams that have allowed less points than San Diego State has. Only two. Oklahoma, who's allowed 66 points on the season, and Ohio State, who's allowed 41 points on the season. Aztecs are third on that list, allowing 73 points this year, and right behind them are the Texas Longhorns, who have allowed 79. Texas has played an extra game, So take that for what it's worth. But that being said, the Aztecs have done a great job in playing defense, and they're doing a good job running the football. We'll talk about the defense later on in the show, the defensive approach, the special teams, how the coaching staff has done as we evaluate the Aztecs' first half grades. We will also hear from Sean Lewis, who spoke to the media yesterday, later on in the show as well. But it's time to get to today's sports thread.
You know that group chat, the one that's always blowing up with the biggest sports takes, debates, and breaking news?
You got barbecue back there, and you didn't invite me!
Yeah, we've got that too. Welcome to the Sports Thread, where we break down the top five stories in sports, just like you would with your crew.
Oh no! Disaster! What a bad idea!
No filters, no silence, just real talk.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Stop sitting on the sidelines. QC Kinetics gets you back in the game without surgery. To learn how, visit QCKinetics.com.
All right, Frank, what do we got going on today?
I think we have a decent sports thread today, despite the 2 seconds of prep I did for this, because I didn't do it last night.
Number one.
We'll start off, of course, with the news that broke earlier today, and that is that Tony Vitello is going to be the new manager for the San Francisco Giants. This deal coming with the following days of negotiations, in which Vitello considered staying at Tennessee, where he won the Men's College World Series in 2024. A deal is on the verge of being finalized between the two sides. It already has been. He will replace Bob Melvin, who was fired on the 29th of September, following an 81-81 season, the Giants' fourth consecutive year without a playoff berth. Solid hire by the San Francisco Giants for a guy who has never coached at the professional level before.
I think it is a take a big chance hire. I think this is a boom or bust hire for the Giants. I think it takes a lot of gall to be able to make a move like this. Buster Posey's doing that sort of thing. I mean, they made the big move to get Rafael Devers. Now they're making a interesting move, high-risk move, high-reward move, and getting Tony Vitello. So, you know what? I think it's a decent move for the Giants, but we'll see. That there's a lot of risk involved. It's not a safe move. And I'm curious to see how Vitello does as the manager of the Giants, because I've watched him now with the Tennessee Volunteers. He's done a great job at Tennessee and at the college level and does a great job evaluating players. I mean, a lot of the players that he's got signed to go to Tennessee are a lot of players getting drafted in the first round, either players that played for him or prospects coming up. So the evaluation of talent for them is good. We'll see what he does as a manager at the professional level. It is a bold move for the Giants.
It absolutely is.
Number two.
The NFL is not considering dropping Bad Bunny as its Super Bowl halftime headline performer. Commissioner Roger Goodell said earlier today, reaffirming his decision to put the Grammy-winning Puerto Rican artist on the league's biggest stage, which led to criticism from the president and some of his supporters. Goodell addressed the Bad Bunny controversy at his news conference following the NFL's fall meetings. It is the first time he has commented on the move announced late last month that garnered worldwide attention, including an increase in streams of Bad Bunny's music, along with an increase of backlash. Good on the NFL for sticking to their guns.
Why would they change it? Exactly. I mean, they made their decision. Who cares?
Exactly.
I don't care. I hate how everything turns into like this political fight now of, I got to root for my team, and so my team said this, so I'm going to say everything that they do. Or that's against my team, so I'm gonna stick it to the other team by downloading his music. You guys are ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Stop being controlled by your political party. You guys are all fools. All of you.
Mm-hmm.
All of you.
Number three.
When Cleveland Browns coach Kevin Stefanski turned to rookie Dylan Gabriel as the team's starting quarterback on October 1st, he noted that the third-round pick had received practice reps with the first-team offense as the backup to Joe Flacco. Stefanski, though, when asked today about fellow rookie and backup quarterback Shedeur Sanders' practice regime, said the fifth-round pick is not receiving reps with the starting offense. With a young quarterback, with Dylan starting, you want to make sure he gets a lot of reps. It's different when you have a veteran with Joe, said Stefanski, who noted that Sanders is still getting a bunch of reps in practice. Sanders, whose father is Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback Deion Sanders, has served as the backup quarterback for Dylan Gabriel the past two games in the aftermath of the Browns trading Flacco to the Bengals. Sanders wore the number three in an emergency quarterback, the first five games of the year. Should Sanders be getting at least some resemblance of first team reps in practice if he is the official number two quarterback on the depth chart?
I mean, he should be getting a cut. This is a hard deal because you want to, and we've had this, I mean, I have these conversations all the time, because when you have an inexperienced player that needs as many reps as possible, you can't, I mean, you have to give him the reps. Now, you also need to give reps to players that are going to come in if something bad happens. And in football, in a violent sport like football, bad things happen. Like, what happens if Dylan Gabriel goes down in the first two plays of the game? Guess who's going in? Shador. So it's a little bit of give and take. Like, you need Gabriel to get a lot of reps, but like Shador should be getting some reps too with the number ones, just so they're on the same page. It's not a lot. He doesn't need a lot, but they have to get him ready to play just in case Dylan Gabriel goes down.
Bless you.
Thank you.
No, I agree. And there is something, like Stefanski said, there is something to the fact that this kid's a rookie. He needs as much as he needs as he can get.
100%.
And he can get a little bit more with a backup quarterback. You also don't want to really... I mean, Stefanski has labeled Gabriel as the guy. So, if you're going to have him be the guy, especially as a rookie, you don't want to create that air of competition when we already know that the second guy isn't going to get it. But
yeah,
I do agree.
There's some of that, but it's not. These guys are professionals. Yeah. Shador needs to get reps just to be ready to go.
Yes.
You can't just be like, oh, well, he didn't practice this week.
Oops.
I mean, I get guys reps that are probably never going to do what we do, but what happens if a guy goes down? What is your backup plan? You can't just throw somebody out there that doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, so basically what it was is he's getting a bunch of practice. He's getting reps, just not with the first team, as far as Shador is concerned.
Number four.
Denver Broncos coach Sean Payton said he was hoping to face former quarterback Russell Wilson when his team played the Giants this past Sunday. Payton got rookie Jackson Dart instead. That caught Wilson's attention. Wilson wrote on X, followed by some laughing emojis in the hashtag, quote, let's ride, stop that, please. Saying, classless, but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 years later through the media. Wilson was responding to comments by Payton after Sunday's game, which the Broncos won 32.
I heard his comments.
Yeah. That's just an insane clapback from Russell Wilson.
For like something that wasn't even that big of a deal.
Yes.
I was listening to the Sean Payton press conference. It's like, this is the context. I'm like, well, I think everybody knows that Jackson Dart is better than Russell Wilson. And if you're the Broncos, you would much rather face Russell Wilson, who is not a great quarterback anymore, who maybe was never a great quarterback, had a great defense behind him, who has turned himself into a clown and being focused on just the dumbest things. And he's irrelevant now. And so he had to, like, clap back.
That was a psychotic clapback.
What's his girl's name? Sierra? Sierra?
God knows.
I don't know. But somebody in the comments said, like, she definitely tweeted that for him. Russell Wilson is just a clown, dude. Local story that I want to get to. I just want to ask some questions about it. We'll talk about that when we come back and get you some NFL overreaction. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Soprano Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.